I went and bought a good quality outside mirror and installed it in the yard of this building with the right angle that reflected the sun rays through the window into my room. And then I had the sunshine in my room. When I was there, after only one day, I thought, oh my God, now I can have another good mirror in this room and send the sun rays into the another back room that I had. Mm. So I was doing that. You know, it was beautiful. I had the whole time that the sun was shining at that side of the building, without seeing it, I had the sunshine in my room. I really, really enjoyed it. Mm. And it was then when I realized, okay, let me sit and think about it. Although my thoughts and my deeds could be like that, it could reflect, I hope, the positive, but at least not the negative things to other beings around me. And then I was thinking, my whole life, I am enjoying the reflection of other things, either created or done by other souls, other human beings, other animals, other things and vegetables. And I was blown up, oh my God. So the reflection is something that is always there. All our life, or every moment in my life, is depend on these wonderful things. And how about that in the morning, I try my best to do something, to say something, to act something that send a positive reflection to my surroundings, whatever they are. Is that human being? Is that human kingdom, animal kingdom, vegetable kingdom, things kingdom, whatever? Because this is actually that kept me alive. This is that I believe, you know, kept all of us alive. And as we, if we realize, for example, as the our wonderful indigenous people always say, for example, the environment, if we think about that, that whatever we do to this surrounding will affect us and will affect the future people, the future of this people. No, this is great, and we have to learn exactly that we benefit from whatever good our ancestors did and send it towards us, and they are all around us to guide us. Why sometimes it is so difficult to see that, to learn that, and to feel it and redo it again. So these thoughts of all coming to me when dear chief, you told me the topic of this week's discussion, and I said I have to share it with you and your very, very dear listener in all over BC and other places in this world.
Well, that was such a very special story, like to spread sunlight around your apartment and room,
yeah,
and your living quarters with mirrors. It's incredible.
It reminded me of the Indiana Jones scene where he needs to get the light in there and boom, 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 and then the whole place lights up, right? Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yes. Opens up to exactly. A new dimension.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you brought us right into the movies.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Celia.
I was envisioning as you were telling the story about the rays touching and connecting with everything in the room as you did that, and just that that it's reflecting and it's impacting everything around it. That's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. And especially here in Port Hardy, when you sit on the side of the ocean, you will see many of these mighty birds that we all love so much, and they are going around and up and down, and I try to see the beauty of my surrounding through their eyes, because they must be in love with something that they are not coming down. They are going to this circle and circle.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. They love what they're doing, that's for sure. That's why they're continuously up there.
Exactly, yes. And this is all the, as I said, the reflection is something that is never ending and is always there. Whatever we see, we feel, and we do is a reflection of something. It's amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate all your wisdom and your words and your own reflections that come towards all of us and fill us with knowledge and wisdom and things to look forward to, and also something that we could duplicate, like if we're needing that sun through our house and our apartments and wherever we are, we can learn from you and use mirrors and spread that sunshine around our homes and houses and just reflect some of that goodness that brings the world life and joy and oxygen through the plants, through, because we know that they need that photosynthesis to make our oxygen. So it's very important stuff when we have the sunlight and it reflects around everywhere. The plants need it and we need it. So I really thank you, and thank you for joining us live and sharing this story with us, and just all your knowledge and experience, and also for bringing us Dr. Akvan. It's an incredible thing too, and we're looking forward to having you here with us at the station when he comes, and lots of blessings to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so
much. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I salute all of you. I love all of you. And I hope the best and the most successful for your wonderful program. Have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yes, thank you so much. And yes, we'll have to say bye for you for now. Good. And we know that you're busy, so we'll let you go for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank
bye,
you.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to our next guest, who's my brother. His name is Shkwait Shakhlach, and he's got a song picked for us today, and it's from Assassination Classroom, blah, blah, blah. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on with the show. Thank you, and listen and enjoy, everyone. Assassination Classroom, blah, blah, blah. And we have with us Shkwait Shakhlakh. For people that don't know him, he's my brother. He's an extreme survivalist from Kweishkana.
I am.
And, he's a big inspiration.
Yeah, hello. Hi.
I'm just introducing you.
We're live. All
right. Yeah, we're live. Yeah, so people out there that don't know my brother, he's an extreme survivalist. He's come through Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big fires of last couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago. So he's a very inspiration to myself and many others. And how are you doing, Shkwait? Are you there?
Oh, maybe a little technical difficulty.
Yeah, I think something may have happened here. Can you hear us, Shkwait?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we couldn't hear you there for a while. Can you hear us?
You guys kind of chopped in and out.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to hang up. Maybe the wires, like maybe things are getting heated up.
Okay.
And it's complicated. Yeah, I'll hang up. I think maybe that might help. Okay.
Yeah,
bye, we'll Celia.
Bye, Celia. Thank you for doing this. Yeah.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah.
Squishk, are you there?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Squishk, can you hear us?
Now you're kind of quiet.
All right. Well, we got reflection is on the topic today. Why don't you speak real loud and tell us what comes to mind when you hear about reflections?
Did you hear any of that?
Sounds like maybe some technical difficulties, so...
Maybe troubles on the phone?
Yeah, can you hear us now?
I only hear like one word at a time.
Oh, okay. Well, we're having really super trouble here getting contact with you, but I guess we're going to have to like cut it short and... thank you for joining us, and thank you for sharing this awesome song that you picked.
Yeah, the song was so fire. I'm going to be playing that on repeat. Thank you.
Yeah, it just reminds me of all the blowhards on the news.
Yeah, that's for sure. Lots of blah, 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 that's for sure.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Even in our own thoughts, whatnot.
That's right.
Blah 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 mixes up our reflection.
Yeah, yeah. Worked very well with our subject today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we thank you for joining us. We thank you for bringing that song to us, and thanks for all the inspiration. And I guess we're gonna have to. Let you go sooner than later. I wish we had a better connection.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's good to be on with you guys again for even just this brief bit. I thank you guys for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love. Mm. It's all back to you guys a hundredfold.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, and thank you, and keep... surviving out there and inspiring us all, and keeping up all the good music coming to us, and sharing it with us all and all the people all around the world. Just we all appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so
bye for now.
Okay, bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was quite Shachlach. Too bad we couldn't get more, but we're working with what we have here. And so we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get on with our program to speak with Lady Fima coming up next. And we're going to play a song for her from Walk in Darkness. And their song is called... Towards Change End. And I believe they're from Germany.
Cool.
So
international flavor. Keep
yeah,
it going.
Yeah, it's got some pretty dynamic pieces. And let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. pretty powerful lyrics, man.
Awesome. I like that song start to finish.
Yeah, it was that was Walk in Darkness Towards Change, and that was the name of the song. And man, such incredible lyrics. I like the one where it says, where the sky begins and ends and begins again. Man, that's pretty powerful stuff.
Cool.
And we have with us Lady Fahima. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
Hello, dear Chief Shackley. I'm doing fantastic. My greeting and love to each one of you at this station, respected Simon Fraser University students, especially, and all the listeners inside of the country, across the country, and outside of the country.
Thank you.
All over the world and in the universe, too.
Yes, yes, thank you.
So we just really appreciate you for what you bring to our program, all the other special guests that you've introduced to us and just lined up for us, and we thank you. So we have our subject today is on reflections, and we'd love to hear from you on that.
Absolutely. Reflections is an image of you can see in a mirror, in a glass and the water. Mirror, glass, water. Mm. And reflection, this is my own dialogue that I created, you know, and reflection example is Anna Martin. She brings the art, her talent, motivation and love and joy to whoever is around her, to the world. Basically, reflection. Other reflection is Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer of the United Nations, that who is fighting for the human rights and justice. His reflection of his talent is logic, fact, and history. He's leaving a remarkable, significant of her education and action that it brings the hope and stays in the history. And his reflection is the hope to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Vagadis, mm-hmm. our dear Vagadis, champion swimmer. And he's fearless. He's not afraid of the height. He jumps,
mm-hmm.
and he's breathing. Mm-hmm. And we are learning how to breathe and how to bring the oxygen to our system. And his talent is bringing life. Live without fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fearless. Live fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Don't afraid of living. Celebrate living and enjoy and celebrate as one nation, all nation, under one umbrella, which is one sky for everyone, for all nations. And let's celebrate these reflections with one another. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
That was so beautiful as usual.
Mm-hmm.
You always bring us super powerful stuff to chew on. And it lasts till next week.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So yes. We thank you for all the wonderful people that you bring to our program, and also the wisdom and the wise words that you have. It always empowers us and gives us that hope and positivity that we're all looking for and need. And we're just so thankful that you come to our program and share with the whole world all the knowledge and experience that you bring to our program, and just lots of appreciation to you.
Thank you so much. It's my honor. It's my privilege. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Amazing.
And we thank all our listeners all over the world, wherever you are. We just appreciate you for tuning in and being a part of our positive journey and our odyssey. Absolutely. Of looking to make humanity better and a better place. And the entire world as well.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yes, come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And we thank you, Lady Fahima, for joining us live. And we'll have to say bye for now. So
bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
You're listening to CJSR